It's Tuesday, January 11th, 2022, 4:28 p.m., and I just got home. I went down the street to go buy some groceries for the week. I ran out of chicken, so I went to go get some more chicken. And I got some eggs to make breakfast tomorrow, and I bought some bread so I can make the breakfast sandwich. And I also bought some junk food, so yeah, I just got back home. Let me put these groceries away really quick. But yeah. Oh shit. Oh. I'm trying to make sure I didn't break anything. Put the chicken in the freezer. Put the eggs away. I forgot to buy bacon. Damn it. I forgot to get more bacon. I'm almost out of bacon. Yeah, I should have enough for tomorrow. Usually I put like two or three pieces of bacon on the breakfast sandwich. And some junk food. Put that on top of the fridge. Oh, I bought a soda. Lately, I've been drinking a lot of soda. It doesn't really matter what kind of soda it is, as long as it's something that has a. As long as it has sugar, that's all I care about. Because nowadays they make like sugarless sodas, and I'm like, what the fuck is the point of that if it has no sugar? It's funny though, because the soda companies, this is how fucking I'm telling you, man. Like, everyone in the world is selling bullshit, and everyone is buying bullshit. This is how fucking dumb companies are, and this is how dumb people are. I'm telling you, it's just people or companies selling bullshit and then other people buying bullshit. It's fucking crazy. So nowadays they make sugarless soda. I guess it has no sugar. But this is how fucking, I'm telling you, man, this is how much people are willing to lie for money. And I'm telling you, it's fucking crazy. Yeah, people selling bullshit and then people buying bullshit. So the soda companies made, well, first of all, the soda company, I don't want to name any brands because it doesn't really matter, but there's this one soda company that, well, again, first they make sodas with no sugar, and then they make sodas with less sugar, and then the one with less sugar, they're like, let me see if it says it here. No, it doesn't say it. It's in Spanish because I live in Mexico, but no, it doesn't say it on this one. But it used to say less sugar. It used to say something like less sugar, same taste, or something like that. And I remember when they first updated the soda with less sugar. This is the no sugar one. This is less sugar. And they just did it to all of them. Like, now all the sodas of that brand have less sugar because people just in general want less sugar, which makes sense. But this is how they were marketing it, saying like less sugar, same taste. And I remember tasting it, and I remember thinking like this tastes weird. Like, I almost thought it was bad. I don't know if sodas go bad, but I remember thinking like, is this soda like expired? Like, is it out of date? Is it bad? Like, what's going on? I remember checking the soda, and then I remember seeing the slogan, less sugar, same taste. I'm like, oh, it makes sense. Like, they put less sugar, it fucking tastes different. Which is the first thing I was thinking, like, how can you say it's less sugar with the same taste? Obviously, it's not gonna taste the same because it has less sugar. So it's going to taste less sugary. But they're like, no, like, it tastes the same. I'm like, okay, whatever. But yeah, again, people selling bullshit. People selling bullshit and people buying bullshit's fucking capitalism for you. Anyway, I bought a soda. I don't like the no sugar soda because it just doesn't. I don't know. Someone's doing laundry. It smells nice when they put like the laundry in the dryer and they put those laundry sheets. It smells like fresh, clean laundry. It smells nice. Whoever's doing their laundry right now. Yeah, I opened the window. I closed it, but I actually like the smell, so I opened it again. Anyway, so yeah. So today I was listening to, well, actually yesterday I was listening to the Jocko podcast, and I did see yesterday that I guess Ethan was on with Hassan giving advice on, I think it was on Hassan's live stream. On Twitch, I think. I don't know. I don't follow Hassan. The only reason I know about him is because of Ethan. But I did see that they posted a video where they were given advice. So I did watch that video. Usually, I just don't like advice content because I think it's stupid. Because I feel like the people giving advice are just giving general advice. And then the people asking for advice, like, I just feel like they want someone to tell them what they already know. So I just think it's pointless, like, advice. I think it's pointless, like, the advice content, like, where people are giving advice. Or I just think it's stupid. Because I feel like people already know the answer to their question. They just want someone to tell them what they already know. So I did listen to that advice. They call it like Chadvice or something. I just thought it was pointless, because again, all the advice people give is going to be general advice because you don't fucking know the person. And then the people asking for the advice, they just want someone to tell them what they already know, and then they feel better. I just think it's fucking dumb, the whole advice content. But I did see that. But then once I saw that Ethan was on that video, he was talking about, I think he was talking about it on there, that he made this new channel called H3TV. And I did see that he posted like 3 or 4 videos that I already watched. But I just thought it was interesting that that motherfucker just made a new YouTube channel. And I think he already has like 80,000 subscribers. So I was like, fuck, man, like, that motherfucker made a new channel and he already has a whole bunch of subscribers and he only uploaded 4 videos. So I'm thinking like, fuck, I need to get my YouTube channel. Like, but again, I don't feel, not that I don't feel comfortable. I don't really care, but I guess I do. I just feel really insecure going on camera and talking. I like doing it on here because I can just ramble on and on without feeling insecure about how I look. And I know no one's really going to listen to this. Even if I get on camera, I'm sure no one's going to listen to me talk. But I just feel like I'm sure I'll get more views if I get on camera. If I get on camera and talk than I do on here. But I like the fact that no one's listening to this. And I can just say whatever I want. And I feel comfortable just talking on here. But I just thought it was cool that Ethan just made a new YouTube channel called H3TV. So it just kind of made me think like, fuck, man, like, once I get 1,000 subscribers, I'm telling you, I feel like I'm gonna like make a live stream. I don't know what yet, and I really feel like I'm overthinking it. Like, I don't really care. I'm just gonna post something on live stream. Once I get 1,000 followers, I'm gonna live stream something, and I don't really care. Like, it just doesn't matter to me. I just want to, like, put something on YouTube. I don't know what yet, but again, I feel like I'm overthinking it. It doesn't really matter. I'm just going to post anything. But that's when, once I get, like, 1,000 subscribers. But so, yeah, I did see the videos Ethan posted. He did a I guess like a video on I forgot his name. He was on one of those TLC channels. That was pretty interesting. I actually liked that conversation because I felt like it. Oh, fuck, sorry. I feel like I was getting the hiccups. I hate the hiccups, so I'm trying not to get them. Okay, I feel better now. I felt like I was gonna get the hiccups. Anyway, so yeah, he had this one guy that was on a TLC channel, one of those videos of one of those reality shows of like I don't f he said the name of the he said the name of the show he was on because a lot of people just call it like 600 Pound Life or something, but it's not, that's not the name of the show he was on. But that was a really interesting video or a conversation that Ethan had with that guy because it just kind of gave you a behind the scenes look of what it was like and his perspective, which was really interesting because it felt like he felt like now he appreciates what he went through because he lost a lot of weight and I guess they paid for the surgery. So now Ethan's trying to help him to get another surgery where they remove all of his loose skin, which I think he already got him like a lot of, he made like a GoFundMe and I think the goal was about like $15,000 and I think they're almost there. I think it was like around 13,000, but I think they might have already got the 15. So that was pretty interesting. I like that. And then today I was listening to the Jocko podcast. That was really interesting. And then obviously today I was listening to my new favorite podcast, which is This Is Important with the Workaholics guys. That was fucking funny. that show's funny. I like it. Or yeah, I like it. I really like those guys. Those guys are fucking funny. So yeah, I was watching that today. This Is Important with the Workaholics guys. And yeah, that was basically it. So yeah. It's been really, like, today is a really nice day out. It's been really windy and it's been really dry. But it's a really nice day out. Like, it's not hot, it's not cold. It almost feels like it's gonna be a new record-setting summer. Because it's actually pretty warm right now, which is kind of concerning because I know in all parts of the world right now it's really cold, but where I'm at, it's actually really warm and it's really dry. Like right now, it's really dry. It's really windy, but it's like the, what do they call it? The Santa Ana winds, and it's really dry. And it's almost getting pretty hot. And it's barely January, so I almost feel like it's gonna be a new record-setting summer for heat. Like I'm pretty sure it's gonna like when the summer hits, I'm pretty sure you're gonna be seeing of like oh new heat record for the summer. So. Yeah, it's really weird weather because it was really cold like a couple of days ago, but now it's like it's pretty warm. It's fucking warm. Like it's not even cold anymore. So it's pretty weird. Yeah, it's a beautiful day out and it's really warm. Even though like a couple of days ago it was really cold, so I don't know what's up with this weather, but again, I'm pretty sure it's gonna be a new heat record for the summer. Anyway, the other day, someone on my YouTube channel, Digital Card Collector, some kid, I'm gonna assume he's a kid, but some kid left me a comment on one of my YouTube short videos. It was a Stephen Curry card. It was a basketball card pack opening, and it was a Stephen Curry video. and the kid left a comment on that video saying like, oh, that's a really nice Stephen Curry card. And then he's like, hey, can you leave a comment on one of my videos? And anyone that leaves a comment on my YouTube channel, Digital Card Collector, I'm going to reply. Even if you're talking shit to me, I'm still going to reply. I don't care. Some guy left a comment saying like that I was the weirdest loser that he has ever seen or something, or that he's ever come across. He basically called me a weird loser. And I replied saying, thanks for the comment. So if you're going to leave me a comment, I'm going to reply to it. Like, whether it's a good comment or a bad comment, whether you're talking shit to me or not, I'm going to reply to your comment. Because I feel like if you took time out of your day to leave me a comment on my video, I feel like I'm going to take time out of my day to reply to it. Even if it's just saying thank you. And whenever I get a comment on the video, like I said, even if it's a good comment or a bad comment, like, I think it's cool. I think it's cool that you took time out of your day to leave me a comment. I personally think it's cool. So whenever I get a comment, I'm like, oh, that's cool. And I'll reply to it. So that kid left me a comment on that Stephen Curry video, saying like, oh, that's a pretty cool Stephen Curry card. And then he's like, hey, can you leave me a comment on one of my videos? And then I replied to his comment saying like, thanks. All I put was thanks, sure. Pretty much saying thank you for saying that's a cool card, which it is a pretty cool Stephen Curry card, I think. That's why I posted it. And then I said, sure, saying that like, yeah, sure, I'll go leave you a comment. So I went to his YouTube channel and I saw that he posted a couple YouTube short videos of it's like a basketball game. And the one of the videos was called Michael Jordan Dunk or something like that. And it's a video game, probably like I haven't played like console gaming in a while, but I'm assuming it's one of those NBA basketball games. And it was a video of him, I'm going to assume him playing Michael Jordan and doing a dunk. So I went to that video, I watched it, and then I went to the comment section and I left a comment saying like, nice dunk or something like that. I'm like, oh, nice dunk or cool dunk or nice dunk or something. So I left that comment because I had told them like, yeah, sure, like I'll leave you a comment. It's not a big deal. Like since you asked, I'll take time out of my day and go fucking leave a comment. It's not a big deal. So I did. And I think today, that same day I left that comment saying like, cool dunk. He's like, oh, thanks for the comment. Like, you could tell that he was excited. Like, I think it's cool that he got excited that like, just from a little comment, like to me, it's just a comment, like, but again, it's the same thing with me. Like, whenever someone leaves a comment, whether it's good or bad, I think it's cool. Like, I'm like, oh, cool, someone left a comment. And I just thought it was cool that he got excited too. Like, oh, like, thank you for the comment. And then today, I think again, he left another comment saying like, oh, first comment ever, thank you again. And I didn't reply to that one because I just feel like, at that point, we're kind of having a conversation, which I don't mind having a conversation with anyone, but I don't want to feel like, I don't know, at that point, I feel like it's kind of weird. But mainly, I just thought it was cool that he got excited that I left a comment. But yeah, if you leave a comment on one of my videos, whether it's good or bad, I don't care. It's not going to affect me. I'm going to reply to it. Because again, if I feel... I just think when someone takes time out of their day to leave a comment, whether it's good or bad, like, I appreciate that. So I'm gonna reply to it. Shit, hold on. I just realized I think I might have forgot something from the car. No, I think we're good. No, we're good. Sorry, I thought I bought some water and I thought I might have left one of the water jugs inside. Fuck, now I'm doubting myself. Hold on, let me go check really quick. Yeah, I'm pretty sure I brought the water jug in, but now I'm doubting myself, so I'm gonna go check really quick. Hold on. Okay, yeah, I brought it in. Anyway, so yeah, again, I think it's cool. And anyone that subscribes to my YouTube channel, Digital Card Collector, thank you. I appreciate it. And I'm sorry, I'll apologize beforehand, but once I get 1,000 subscribers, I'm just going to upload a random live stream. So if you didn't subscribe to that, I'm sorry. But again, I appreciate you subscribing to my YouTube channel, Digital Card Collector. Anyway, I think that's it. Right now, I'm going to clean up my place because it's been really windy and it's really dry and it's getting really dusty in here. Like a little layer of dirt is starting to accumulate. And that's just from today. It's been really windy all day. And actually, all last night, it was really windy. So I'm going to clean up my place, make some dinner, eat, smoke some weed, and just relax at home so I can eventually pass out and do it all over tomorrow again. Anyway, hopefully you're okay, though. And hopefully everything's okay in your world. I'll record tomorrow. I'm going to go. Bye.